A quorum has been reconvened, and let's get... Thank you. I want you to know... Hello? I want you to know, board members, that that 30-minute lunch has now been an hour and 12 minutes, so it's time to reconvene. And we'll begin where we left off in our agenda with the election committee report, followed by the finance committee report.
And the EFC?
That's third, yeah. Election committee. Not here. Then we'll skip the election. Are you ready?
Wait, we can do finance. Well, with
well, why don't you begin the finance while we await the return of the chair of the election. Go ahead, Dave.
Dave Adelson, chair of the...
Speak into the mic.
I am acting as chair pro tem of the finance committee, and the report is in writing.
We need to turn his mic up because we can't hear him.
Otis?
Odie.
All right, I'll speak loudly. I'll saturate it. I'm chair pro tem of the finance committee. We've shared that responsibility has been shared since Mike Martin departed. The finance committee report is in your board packet, section 5. It's the last, I think, 4 or 5 pages of that. Most of that is addenda, which are the responses from through the local treasurers of the respective station local boards on their budget priorities. I just want to point out that whereas last year we weren't able to formalize getting this input during the initial stages of budget formation, this year we've gotten at least the beginnings of the process in place, and thanks also to Lonnie for helping push that so that each of the station LSBs has let us know what their budget priorities are for the coming year's station budget, and hopefully those things will be reflected in what the stations develop. The Finance Committee has formed work groups to deal with the following issues: the financial impacts of the upcoming bylaws convention, and on that we have established one or two liaison to deal with the Governance Committee work group on bylaws, a work group on the potential restructuring of the budget to improve clarity. And the issue there is that you can look at the budget, you can see the line items, but first of all, it's hard to know what are in those line items. And second of all, when you deal with projects and the way we're spending money, it doesn't always correspond to line items. So, for example, Julie mentioned earlier there was a quest to find out about the finances of the Pacifica Internet project. That's because it's scattered through many line items. So Barudi Bediako, the treasurer of WBI LSB, has raised this point on a couple of occasions, and he's one of the people on that work group working with Lonnie and others to make it more communicative. We also have an existing work group to address budget impacts and financial forecasting for the race and nationality initiatives. At the June 10th, 2005 meeting, the National Finance Committee passed two resolutions. One of them regarded the hiring of a recommendation to hire an HR director by August 1st, and that a financial impact analysis be provided and reviewed by the National Finance Committee before the offer to hire. But at the time of doing that, we did not recognize it was at odds with a prior resolution passed by this body calling for an HR director hire by the 30th of this month. In addition, the Finance Committee recommends that the National Board and its committees have a fiscal impact projection attached to every major motion, which will include the source of funds and recommended maximum costs. And to clarify what that means is you say, I move that we have the following board meeting at the, you know, YMCA or something like that, and you say, we expect that the maximum cost of such a meeting will be so-and-so, and it will go, the funds will come from this line of the budget. And it was agreed in discussion that where people didn't have those numbers at hand, that they could be asked, they could work with the CFO or ask the finance committee to help them generate it. But the idea is that when things are passed that have financial impacts, or that they don't, if they don't, that should be accompanied, and we should estimate what the costs are. Lastly, so that's the motion that's before this body from our committee. The last thing I want to note is a statement was made in public session by a listener that the projected budget for governance expenses for the foundation were $720,000. That's an error, or at least it doesn't correspond to what's in our budgets. Our projected budget, according to the most recent income statement and balance sheets, are $463,000, still a very large number, and something like $100,000 over budget for the year, but not anything close to $720,000. And that's the report. Thank you.
You have a resolution.
We recommend that the PMB and its committees have a fiscal impact projection attached to every major motion, which will include the source of funds and recommended maximum costs.
What is your pleasure? Bob?
Point of information? Oh.
Yeah, point of information, Dave. I thought I had heard that a motion like this passed last year.
Yeah, that was my question.
Look, I'll look.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I believe we passed a resolution saying that any project by the National Office and Operations come with a budget, with a projected a budget cost-benefit analysis. I recall us doing that in January, so I'm not really sure if it was also applied to the board at that time.
I mean, I believe it's even older than that. There was a vote taken that said that any major initiative should be matched by
financial impacts.
Exactly, yeah. Payment plan.
Did we ever do it?
Yeah. Mark?
It's there. One of the problems is that we have talked about this a number of times, but we don't do it. And even this weekend, we've passed motions without any consideration of their fiscal implications. So, I mean, the intention here is to try to hone in and institutionalize the notion that someone has to pay for the wonderful work we do. And so while we may have prior motions to that effect, perhaps this motion then simply needs to reaffirm and do something higher with it so it becomes a practice and not just a goal.
Dave?
I have looked through the list of 2004 items, and there's nothing with the word finance or financ, no E, or impact listed. And I'm looking for budget now, but I have yet to find anything that speaks to what you guys said we passed. Not that I don't believe it, I just can't find it in the list.
Teresa?
I know that Lonnie has asked for this several times. I'm only recently on the Finance Committee, but I remember distinctly in PNB conversations and discussion that we wanted this and you wanted this. Do you remember why, whatever happened, or when we discussed this and why it never was implemented, other than the fact that we like to spend and we don't like to be held accountable?
I jumped to the opportunity to speak to this. It is my favorite motion. In September, as I recall, 2004, in New York, I introduced three motions. One was that any expenditure over exceeding budget by $2,500, the national office would be given the power to refuse payment. That motion failed. I introduced another motion similar to this one, asking that any motion having impact, financial impact, be identified as to the source of the funds be identified. Is it going away?
Would you turn up the mic? We can't hear it.
That motion failed. The motion that did pass, it's loud, still can't hear.
We can't hear. The mics are off or something. we're streaming.
Right. Try it now.
The motion that did pass, and I thank the board for that because it's been so important in maintaining fiscal integrity here at Pacifica, was the motion that each station and unit, including the national office, be required to have 1 month operating and their budget submissions, and that in the event that was not forthcoming in the budget, that a waiver would have to be given that station and recommended through finance for approval in the budgetary process. So the only one that actually did pass was the 1 month. So here again, with the Finance Committee, I'm asking that that we look at what I consider the second most critical motion that the board can pass. Remember, it's the board and its committees. That every major motion that involves hiring of staff, that involves major new initiatives, at least have the financial impact of that particular motion be stated, and also that the source of the funds, so important to have some idea, where's the money going to come from to pay for that initiative? Okay?
Okay. William?
Someone has to be responsible for doing this task, and I think that we can pass all the resolutions we want, but if no one's stepping up or if someone's not identified as the person to be responsible for figuring out and assessing the fiscal impact, then it won't happen. So my question is, who are we delegating it to and how?
Dave?
Mr. Chair, we're the intent of the discussion was that the maker of the motion would include that information, and where the maker didn't have it available, the person would go to the CFO and or the Finance Committee, but probably first to the CFO to work out those issues. So, for example, a motion might be made that says it will be provided, that information will be provided if they don't have it and it has to get passed now, but that basically when you make a motion, that should be included. So we'll ask people when they make such motions about that point and get in the habit of doing it with the passage of the motion by the maker.
Wendy, Mark.
Was that your understanding, Ronnie?
Yeah. Okay, so Dave said sort of what I was going to say. I mean, we are essentially, what we've been doing lately is passing a motion and then referring it to Finance Committee to figure out how to pay for it. It's sort of the same thing in the end. I would hate to get too bogged down in never making a motion because it had to be all figured out that far ahead of time. Obviously, we don't implement anything until we know how to pay for it. But anyway, if that's the spirit of the motion, I'm in support of it.
Mark?
Mr.
Okay. Yes, Friday.
Well, after Mark, I'd like to speak.
Yeah, he passed.
Oh, I was actually going to call a question on this. I think it's really quite simple, and I support this.
Question's been called.
And Mark seconded.
Any objections?
I'd like to hear it stated again. It's
state it again.
The Finance Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board and its committees have a fiscal impact projection attached to every major motion that includes the source of funds and recommended maximum cost.
Yes, William?
Point of order, did we close debate?
Yes, we closed debate. Oh, I thought you had something else. All right, time to, are there any objections? All right, let's go to the motion. Call the objection to the motion. Hearing none. Good. Let's move to the election.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to say thank you so much to the board for passing this motion. It didn't mean a lot.
Mr. Chair.
The Elections Committee report.
Mr. Chair, before we go to that, I'd like to also just make one other comment from the Finance Committee, which is we have been addressing station issues, including issues of finance with WBI, but that is not in our report. I assume it's going to be addressed in the CFO report, things like the recovery plan and the rest. So in case people are wondering why that wasn't addressed, we're expecting the CFO report to address those issues.
Election Committee report.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chair. Good afternoon. Pleasure to see everyone to rejoin us here today. And I'll get started. We have an elections review committee. It was prepared by our chair, Carolyn Burton. And I've given a copy to the chair, to the secretary, and also I have a motion that I've given to you. And I'll proceed on the fiscal impact of that motion in a second. Elections review committee report. The Elections Review Committee was formed during the January 2005 meeting of the Pacifica National Board and charged as a special committee with examining the reports of the national and local supervisors and evaluating the implementation of the National Board's resolutions passed in 2004 regarding the way the elections were to be carried out. And with and making recommendations based on these documents with regard to conducting elections in 2006. Convening of the committee was delayed for several reasons, but after having to reschedule several times because the PNB scheduled meetings that conflicted with the dates we had chosen, we have begun regular meetings on an accelerated schedule. The committee was convened by LaVarne Williams, and at its meeting on June the 6th of this year, elected Carolyn Burton as chair and Mary Byrd as secretary by unanimous consent. The issues we agree must be considered to date include the following: the relationship between supervisors, management, and members, the financing of elections, the oversight of elections, database maintenance and integrity, calendar and calendar revisions where necessary, and process and protocol necessary locally and nationally. These issues are ongoing and continuous, and the committee anticipates work as ongoing between election cycles as well as during election cycles. The work of the committee also includes consideration of the WBAI Election Rescue Act, presented to the PNB in January of 2005 and remanded to this committee for consideration. This act calls for the board to void last year's staff elections at WBAI and to hold new elections of staff representatives at that station. And many of the reasons listed there are integral to the recommendations made by election supervisors and local chairs and committees. The definition of staff at WBAI and KPFA, which have unpaid staff committees, must be reconciled with the bylaws definition and the practices at other stations, a thorny issue. We have organized ourselves into two work groups to consider the bulk of these issues. One is the resolution implementation group, and the other is the job description and timeline group. Further work groups will no doubt be created as necessary. The resolution implementation group has begun work on analysis of the board's resolutions as implemented by the national and local supervisors of the election just passed. Our goal is to draw up recommendations based on the prior board's resolutions and to bring to the board a further list of recommendations aimed at improving the next election. The start of this effort we have in a table. It compares the 2004 Election Review Committee recommendations with the prior board's resolutions. This should be a helpful starting point to those members of the board who were not present for the debates on these issues a year ago in June through July of 2004. The job description and timeline group has two major tasks. The committee has drawn up a timeline based on the bylaws. We have it in the attachment, which we quickly realize will have to be amended and adjusted in the face of national, the U.S. elections, recommendations from the local and national Pacifica supervisors, and logistics of printing and mailing. The second task of this group will be to craft job descriptions for the national and local supervisor, again relying on their reports and reports of local election committees, chairs, and staff in order to create protocol for effective working relationships between an executive director, the station management teams, the supervisors, and the Pacifica family. We have created an online discussion group for the use of the members. Additionally, we are determined to have as much transparency as possible and are working to find space on a website, preferably pacifica.org, for the many documents and files related to the elections that the board members, foundation officers, and all members of Pacifica should find useful and interesting. We feel that the work of the Election Review Committee is an ongoing process and a necessary component of current and future Pacifica elections. At this point, there is a tremendous amount of work to be done between now and the end of next year to create a sound framework for legal and efficiently run elections in 2006. The work is ongoing and does not end with a specific calendar date or event. The current members of the committee are committed to putting in the effort required to accomplish these tasks, as they would like some assurance that their work will proceed smoothly and will be supported so long as it is necessary to implement well-run elections. In order to work as effectively as possible and to avoid artificial breaks in the process, the ERC needs to become a standing committee of the Pacifica National Board. Accordingly, in our June 6th meeting, the committee passed the following motion: resolved that the current Special Elections Review Committee be designated as a standing committee, the Elections Committee of the PNB, effective immediately. Fiscal impact, I think, is a positive impact, as stated here, in terms of giving some recognition to the members of the committee as a standing committee. And in the long term, I think it would definitely be a positive fiscal impact that it should reduce some of the costs that were involved in this past election. Particularly, we can point out to the mailings that were sent out and had to be resent in numerous cases. So, again, this was written by our chair, Carolyn Burton, and we have the motion that I've given to our secretary, and I would like that to be considered. Thank you.
Yes, Marty.
Can anyone tell me what the cost of the elections was finally? And is that included in the $460,000 figure that Dave gave us for governance for Pacifica this year?
No.
No one can tell me.
I can't. I mean, I can look at the sheet here and see.
Lonnie, do you know?
I wouldn't want to hazard a guess, but I think the elections cost us about $250,000. Okay, maybe a little more.
Okay.
Separate from other governance, you know, but the elections themselves.
So perhaps that's where that $700,000 figure comes from.
Nope.
David shaking his head no.
If you look in the FY in this year's budget, you can see it broken out by month, and it doesn't there's no 720. That was a misrepresentation, an error. I checked with the source of that information, and they agree that it was an error. And it's 463, and that doesn't include any election expenses, for what I know. Lonnie, there's no election expenses in this year's that got bundled into this year's budget.
That was only a small amount, but the figure I'm quoting is from last year.
Oh, okay.
William?
I completely forgot. Sorry.
Okay. Mark?
Thank you for the report. Is there a copy of that?
Here it is. I remember when you got a chance.
Go ahead, William. You go ahead.
In order to make the Elections Committee a standing committee, doesn't have to go through a bylaws convention?
In fact, the bylaws specify the only standing committees that are allowed. You can have a committee, but not a standing committee.
So what I'm saying is that it can't be just made a standing committee by us sitting here saying yes.
No.
Okay, that's all.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can use 1 second to
next report.
Okay.
I had some.
Dave and Mark.
Well, I was.
Mark and Dave.
thank you. I have a copy of the report here. I had a couple of questions about the Elections Review Committee. Is that a fully, is that five PNB members and. That's not me, is it?
No,
that's Marty.
The guy who said do radio.
You are so mean.
How many members are on that committee?
Currently, we believe we had five directors, but then we were told the fifth one from KPFK. and the other members, we just need to, since we're here this weekend, we can talk it over with our vice chair to look at that. But the other members are, and we had a question about, I think there was a member from WPFW, but we have two people from there. So we have, we confirmed that we thought we had five, but again, we have to confirm that with Julie to see what her status is on that. And if there is a change in status, we need to do something about that. But yeah, we believe we had five. We believe we had, the members from the LSB members also.
Okay.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah, because what? Pardon?
So would that be 15?
Yeah, we need 15. So
absolutely.
One of the things I would, on this report and all the other committee reports, is they really should include a members list, because that's one way that I can also make sure that WPFW is, you know, if there's anyone on there who's, you know, no longer active or whatever. Just so we really need to have a membership to make sure that this is a full-fledged functioning committee in that respect.
Okay, let me understand. So as a director, you'd like to see a member list of all the members on each committee?
Yeah, on each committee, just so we have it in that way. I know if there's, if, you know,
names and total number. Okay, we'll do that.
Names and station. Just the station. I want a head count.
Yeah, point of honor.
I want a committee head count.
Thank you. We're working
Madam
there.
Secretary.
I just want to say that I think that's a very good idea, and all the committees should send that information to the secretary, and I'll get it out to everyone.
Okay. Yes, sir. Bob and Dave.
Thank you very much for a lot of work that went into this committee's work. My concern here, this is a fairly extensive report, and we just have received it here right now, and I think that if we were to vote on any kind of resolution without really reading it, I would not be in favor of that, so I'll be either abstaining it, and so we'll have to wait till the next time or whatever. Thanks.
Bob?
I have 2 points of information for LaVarne. One is, can you explain in more detail what practical differences there are between the ad hoc status of the committee and the committee's motion to make it a standing committee? What would that change?
Well, the latter part of that is moot. It can't be a standing committee. The bylaws specify what our standing committees are.
Okay.
Unless it's done at the bylaws convention.
Can I just say that? Again, I think that when people serve on committees and put in a lot of time, and particularly everyone works hard on their committees, and we have, like, really, I think that the chair, what we're really trying to do is to go across that, the timeline in terms of the resolutions passed in 2004, you know, seeing how what we have implemented, and to move forward on those, to go through 2005 to see that there is a continuum for the PNB and for elections, and that there has been a lot of work. Our chair, our secretary, everyone on the committee are willing to, like, roll up their sleeve and put in work. In fact, we're meeting, like, every Sunday evening, because that's the time we can seem to get together. So I think it's just that people ask for that as a recognition, and that their work is worthwhile, and the PNB recognizes that. That's the basic reason.
Okay, and my second question is, I didn't quite catch your reference to the timetable for elections, but I know one thing that I don't know if all board members got this information from the Bylaws Convention Working Group of the Governance Committee asked, I think it was to the LSB chairs to disseminate to their LSBs that they're recommending, this isn't yet a binding policy, but that as each bylaw review committee goes through its process of reviewing things that should be fixed in the bylaws, that the first thing they may want to look at is the election section. And within that, the things that might be non-controversial. And one example that was given, and this is just their opinion of what might be non-controversial, is adjusting the timetable of elections to avoid various kinds of problems. So I'm wondering has your committee started to look at the question of the timetable in terms of bylaws changes?
Absolutely. Well, and we have a timetable. In fact, this is the last page of the report, Appendix B, so you may look at that. And that the whole purpose is that we meet again back next Sunday. And this was just preliminary. So we're looking at, we know in terms of the national election, we talked some about the bylaws convention. So we'll just have to look at our schedule and make sure that that's in line with whatever the process may become as far as preparing for the bylaws convention.
No, I think I'm asking a slightly different question. What?
And that is?
Are you working towards recommendations to the bylaws convention saying we think that it would be more practical if elections, instead of being, you know, starting in July, they started in April, or if instead of a 60-day nomination period, there was a 30-day, that kind of detail?
Well, I believe right now we're working, our task now is to work within the bylaws. And if there's, like, some recommendations that come out of the bylaws convention, I'm sure that we'll be flexible enough, or that this will, that the elections committee will be able to work within that time, within that framework to make that happen. And as our chair just pointed out, you know, if we want to become a standing committee, that would definitely be something we'd want to take to the bylaws convention.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Dave, William, yeah. And Fadi.
I think the intent, I mean, it's a little around language, the idea of standing. The bylaws actually don't limit the number of standing committees. They define a set of existing standing committees, but they say that the board can designate other committees. My understanding of this is that they want the ad hoc taken off.
Yeah.
My understanding of ad hoc means we put it together for a specific purpose with a specific duration after which it is dissolved. And my understanding of this motion, maybe we could just delete the word standing and say we establish a committee. A committee of the board is the election review committee, and that committee would not have a dissolution date, and I think that is what the intent of the motion is.
William?
I'll Bobby? Second that if you're making another motion.
Move to amend by striking the word standing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second that, and I call the question.
Question's been called. What's your pleasure? Any objection?
Yeah, I object.
Bob has objected. So let's...
Point of order. Was the request to close debate just on this amendment or on all pending questions?
Oh. Was it? I thought the amendment... The amendment came later, I thought. It's on the question.
Okay, then I withdraw my objection.
If you withdraw your objection, Fadi wanted to speak.
But I'm fine.
Good. Another on the thing? No. A committee, yes.
This is just a point of clarification. Anytime you have a committee, that sets up a requirement that you have to have one director and two delegates from each radio station. Now, the problem is we have many, many, many committees, and some of them have a very hard time meeting the quorum because the number is very large. So I don't know how we're going to resolve that problem. And do you see any problem in that committee encountering that kind of problems?
I believe I addressed that a couple of times, and we said we'd talk with our vice chair about KPFK.
So
thank you.
This committee will have one director and two delegates from each station.
Right.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Yes.
Patty's motion that passed already states this. This is from Patty Heffley from January. So yeah. I don't. If we're just all we're doing right now is removing the word ad hoc from the committee, and I'm saying let's stop talking about that. Let's just do it. This is semantics, and it's a waste of time. Let's just do it.
Yes, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, I have a list here from January where everyone signed up for the various committees. Now, I know that we didn't really, when I saw the minutes, it didn't quite show who won some of the elections, and I had actually circled some so I knew who was on what committee for my own personal references. But I never did see ad hoc in front of election review on this sheet.
We don't have it here either.
No, it shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be on there.
So okay. Can we vote?
It's just a committee of the board. Ad hoc was never in there, as I understood it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. May I have some order here? I believe that the question is out there because we do not have the minutes from the January meeting, and so therefore, in order to put to rest any question, I would just like the vote. Thank you.
And that is
that
the committee is ongoing.
Yes, the committee is. Thank you.
But point point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The maker of the motion has amended this original motion, so can she go ahead and read it again before we vote?
Yes. What is the amended motion?
Okay. That the current Special Elections Review Committee be designated as a committee, the Elections Committee of the PNB, effective immediately. Excuse me. Fiscal impact, short-term zero, long-term positive reduction in election costs.
Oh. Let's go. Ready to vote? Is there any objection to that?
No.
It is approved.
Thank you.
ESC. Yes.
Would we like to have a nomination from Kay right now to be on this committee?
It's my understanding that actually I'm the director, and I guess with part of the confusion around committees, that wasn't clear to me. So moving forward, we'll make it happen.
Okay. All right. The Executive Search Committee has a brief report, as I understand, Bob.
Yeah, actually, it's not me. If the secretary...
You're the one who suggested it. That's renowned.
Yeah, if the secretary could just read that motion that was voted to be made public.
Oh, okay. It wasn't the secretary of the committee.
Now, Director Lederer, you're talking about the one that I published on the email on Thursday, June the 16th?
Yes.
That was, okay. That was Dave's amendment. Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead.
And note, this was emailed to everyone on the board on Thursday, June the 16th, very late, so you probably didn't get it. And what it says, it gives directions to the Pacifica webmaster. In accordance with the wishes of the PNB, please post on the Pacifica website the following motion from the PNB's June 13, 2005 executive session. The PNB directs the Foundation Secretary to publicly circulate the text of the PNB's motions of 6-13-05, indicating that the PNB has accepted Dan Coughlin's resignation effective close of business June 15, 05, that the chair of the PNB has been assigned the authority resident with the executive director until the PNB rules otherwise, and that the PNB will be interviewing candidates for interim executive director at this weekend's PNB meeting in Berkeley. Close quotes.
Is that just for information?
I think Fatty wants to
no,
add.
Fatty? I mean, basically, the purpose of this is to make what was passed in closed session public for the people after it has been passed. So that's basically it. For those in the audience, obviously all the PNB members know we have already interviewed people, candidates, and tomorrow we will be interviewing search firms, just so you know.
So it's an information item. William?
Amid the controversy we've been having with our folks inspecting the national office, I think it's also important for people to know that Dan was still an employee of a foundation up until the 15th of this month. So,
we are now ready.
May I just one on a committee issue here?
Yes.
The personnel committee, which was set up in the January meeting, had one meeting convened by the non-convener and was chastised for it, yet the convener has not convened another one. And I would like to the convener to please also the information that we need as to what this committee is about and is supposed to look at is in the executive session from the January meeting. I think that we were given the duty to look into some issues. None of these issues have ever been looked into, and they've, you know, grown and sprouted hair and everything else in between. So could please we get a commitment from SARB to convene a personnel meeting? We haven't had a real legal one. We've had one. So can we convene one meeting, please?
All right. Donna?
Yeah. I need to talk to that, because in New York, we did convene. We elected a chair. I was elected chair, and the secretary, Patty, was elected secretary. The chair has not done anything on the personnel committee, and, in fact, I talked to the members of the committee. Because the chair is now the secretary of the PNB, the chair wishes to resign from that committee. Thank you. So, but personnel committee is not on the, it's not on this agenda, but it does need to be. They need to reconvene, and now they need a director from KPFK.
Point of information. Okay. Point of information.
Yes, sir.
My apologies.
I think that the scope that was assigned to the committee was so narrow and so limited that it lost its usefulness, and it's no longer needed, that ad hoc committee. So I don't know. It's up to the PNB here to decide that. And because the motion that we passed, it gave it a limited kind of a scope, and that scope that day was over. So I don't know. So we have to revisit that. That's all.
William?
On order.
I move we table this discussion until it's agendized at our next meeting. It's
been moved and seconded we table.
Did we ever have a motion?
Beg pardon?
What was the motion?
Point of order.
Motion to table, discussion of the personnel.
Point of order?
Yes, it's not on the agenda anyhow.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr.
Wendy,
Chair.
What is your point of...
You just stated it.
Well, okay, so we have this committee that's not meeting, and it's minus a member from KPFK. Now, how is it ever going to meet if we don't elect a member to that committee?
Mr. Chair.
Well, you have a secretary already elected. Yes, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, I'll be happy to, if Wendy would like to step down from Houston, I will step up to this committee, and I will offer my services of chair if no one else wants to, so we can get this convened and get it going.
We have, yes, William has the motion.
This is all out of order. There's a secretary of the committee. She's now the chair pro tem until you have a new chair. KPFK needs to elect a member, and we'll... If no one's going to step up right this minute, we can table it until the next meeting so that KPFK can talk about it. We need
correct?
To move on to the
motion
next item. So I'm moving that we table this.
But can I just ask the board, is this true? If our chair resigns, then the secretary of the committee is now the chair pro tem. Is that correct?
Reed Roberts.
No, well, I mean...
You guys
got to understand, we have fights over who gets to convene this committee.
Good point, actually.
Reed Roberts.
It has been.
On the agenda. You're
right.
Yes.
This secretary.
This resolution has been moved to table.
Point of order.
Oh God. Yes, Dave.
It's not in order to table because the motion's not before us. It's not on. It's not on the agenda. My understanding is we don't need to vote to table something we're not considering.
No, let's just move the agenda.
Move the agenda has been called for. All right. Now let's get to the yes, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, because when people resign, other people need to step up to the plate. If we need to have an election right now for the KPFK representative, if someone wants to offer to be on this committee, then they should do so. And what I'm saying is, I would like to, if Wendy wants to step down from this committee, then I'm offering my name to be on this committee, and I would like it to be voted on now so I would know whether I'm on or not.
Point of
Madam
order.
Madam Secretary?
I want one piece.
Point of order is that, number one, that's not the problem. The problem is that yesterday when we were setting the agenda, someone should have put the personnel committee on the agenda. They did not do it. So now it's going to have to be put on the next agenda, and those kind of things will be resolved. And by the way, KPFK now has to figure out who's going to step up.
Don,
to the
if
plate.
You just wait till we're done with the ESC stuff, I'd do it. But I'm just meeting every other day on ESC.
I'll wait until you're done.
Right, we're moving the agenda.